The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a Thursday here in the city of Margate. It's May 25th, 10 o'clock, 10:02 in the morning. And I want to welcome back our licensed nutritional counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al. Very happy to be back.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back. I know we've had many, many, many calls about your arrival and when you would be returning. And, of course, the amount of customers that come in to see us on a daily basis have always asked for your return. Now that we know you're here, we can verbally say and commit it to the fact that you are here from 11 to 2 right after the radio show, tomorrow, Friday, from 4 to 7, and, of course, Saturday from 1 to 5. So thank you for being back from your glorious vacation. I know you had a great time. You experienced some severe weather conditions out of Colorado. But you got through everything okay, with long delays.
Oh, that's true.
And today, in honor of your presence coming back, we have a very, very special guest. And I'm speaking about Mr. Omar Cruz, who represents the Himalaya Company, which has probably, in my opinion, one of the greatest lines of herbal supplements that you're ever going to be able to use. So without any further ado, let us bring on our very, very special guest, Mr. Omar Cruz. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me back.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back. Give our listeners an update as to where you're speaking to us from.
I'm actually calling from Houston, Texas, where we have our North American offices for Himalaya. I'm here for some meetings, and luckily I'm at a landline, so that should be helpful as well.
Well, you're coming in loud and clear.
Wonderful.
And I know that many, many years ago, I recall sometime back in the early 2000s touring the facility in Houston for Himalaya. And again, you have been able to bring to this country some of the greatest herbal products that we have known. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn over to Janet, because sitting in front of Janet are some of the great products that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from Himalaya. And I know we want to discuss them in great length today to give our listeners the option and the ability to improve their health by using some of these great products. So, Janet, I will turn it over to you.
Well, I just have to say that I made sure I was back from my trip in order to be here for the day when Omar Cruz was going to be joining us on the radio. I just admire the wealth of information that Omar Cruz does bring to the natural health marketplace. So I'm so happy
Thank
to be
so
here,
much.
Omar.
I
should tell our listeners, I live I live in Palm Beach County, and I drove to South Miami to make sure that I was able to get together with Omar Cruz a number of years ago, just because I so admire the breadth of information that you bring to your audiences, the history of Ayurvedic medicine and how critically important it is to understand that history. So, Omar, how about for the beginning that we talk a little bit about the centuries of Ayurvedic history?
Wonderful. Definitely a great topic. And just to kind of give you all kind of a preview, I didn't start in Ayurveda. I actually started in Western pharmacognosy. So I actually was studying drug design and the pharmaceutical routes. And after years of doing that, after years of essentially looking for the secrets within plants, I realized that we're not yet at a point to even understand the complexity of plants, which is what eventually led me to the different forms of herbalism, both Western herbalism, American Indian herbalism. Then I studied traditional Chinese medicine, and then later on with Tibetan medicine. It was when I saw Ayurveda that I realized that this was one of the most ancient systems of medicine, possibly practiced in continuity for over 5,000 years. And we're saying 5,000. Indologists, which are the archaeologists that study the civilization of India, they're carbon dating some of these writings at 5,000 years ago. But when they actually read these writings, the writings say that these are copies of a copy of a copy of a copy, suggesting that these are possibly even a 10,000-year-old system. And why is that important to mention? Two things to mention. The language, the Sanskrit language, was able to preserve all the errors, the trials and errors of this medical system. So if you think about it in that context, if you think of all the accumulated knowledge, all the trial and errors of experimentation that could have gone on from anywhere between 5,000 and 10,000 years, you start to see the wealth of knowledge that this system has in place. Now, think about that in context of traditional Chinese medicine. You know, we all are pretty familiar with it. It's very broadly accepted now in the West, which is exciting to see how we're, you know, opening up our ideas and minds to kind of different systems of medicine. Traditional Chinese medicine wasn't codified. In other words, it wasn't unified until around 500 AD, which makes it, you know, about 1,500 years old. So you can kind of see how much information we have in traditional Chinese medicine. And then when you compare that to Ayurveda with possibly 5,000 to 10,000 years of knowledge, you can see that they've amassed a tremendous amount of experience, and that momentum, you can really see it and feel it breathing through their writings. And again, one more analogy, and I tend to push analogies too much, but I remember talking to a farmer once who has been farming potatoes, I forget what the exact vegetable was, but for 20 years, and they reminded me that 20 years sounds like a long time, but in fact, that means they've only done it 20 times, you know. They actually have had little experience, but that feels like such a long time in my perspective. Certainly, that's a lot of information, certainly a lot of experience on his hand in terms of, you know, growing. But you can imagine 5,000 or 10,000 years worth of collecting this rich knowledge of herbalism and then being able to convey that to the modern era. It really did help get closer to understanding the complexity of plant medicine.
Such valuable information, I believe, for our listeners to understand the thousands of years of experience. And so the farmer with the potatoes, yes, he has done that 20 times. And my guess is the 20th time was more efficient and more beneficial for the health of the potato and ultimately the health of the consumer than the first time he did it. This evening, I will be doing a lecture on stress. Actually, the title of the lecture is Down with Inflammation. And one of the areas that I've been saying in putting together this information for the lecture is that stress is one of the most significant contributors to the startup of inflammatory processes within the body. So Himalaya has recognized that and recognized all of the negative aspects that happen to someone who is under a chronic stress situation. And I'm referring to Himalaya Stress Care. So, Omar, what can you tell our listeners about the benefits of stress care?
Definitely, and that definitely is an important topic. I hope a lot of folks show up for this because most people think of the mind and inflammation as two separate topics, but you're totally right in the sense that the mind has a massive influence on how much inflammation we make. And luckily enough, Ayurveda, the system of medicine we were speaking about, believed that almost all diseases began in the mind and from there would weaken the digestive system and then after that would spread into the blood, into the rest of the body. So the reason they felt that was because obviously they didn't have x-rays, they didn't have blood work, they didn't have routine, body scans. So all they could see was how the mind shifted digestion in terms of our cravings. And then from there, how digestion and the food cravings changed everything else. So from their perspective, prevention began in the mind. And that truly is a very landmark for Ayurveda. And kind of launching from that understanding, Himalaya created, and at the time of this formulation's creation, this is back in the founder was in the early 1960s, mid to late 1960s. This formula has been around since 1970, the early part of 1970. It's been subject to over 100 clinical trials. So we can see we have about 40-plus years of experience just with this one formulation. This formula represents what's called a medya rasayana in Ayurveda, which means this is an adaptogen that's specifically for the mind, specifically for the habits of the mind in terms of our own moods, in our own functionality, in terms of how we interact with the outside world. And when you think about that, I mean, that seems kind of lofty to think that a plant could affect, you know, the way we interact with the world. But when you think about it, the whole concept of comfort foods, you know, I know when I get stressed out, I don't crave a Caesar salad, right? I mean, I crave ice cream or something very dense and sugary and sweet. So there is a subtle chemistry in our foods. And of course, plant medicine and nutrition and dietetics are there to find the appropriate foods to support the mental aspects. And that's where stress care came into place in terms of collecting that wisdom of thousands of years and creating it into a formulation that could be presented in a clinical trial in a double-blind placebo-controlled setting so that we could truly get our egos out of the equation and recognize whether or not this formulation, whether or not this theory itself, you know, played out. And fortunately enough, the studies have been amazingly successful in terms of reducing varieties of quality of life measurements, including blood measurements of cortisol, which is, of course, a pro-inflammatory stress-related hormone that can relate to every condition in the body that ends in the word ITIS, itis, which essentially means inflammation. And if you can just imagine how many diseases end in the word itis, you can see how important it is to think about the mind.
Well, I'm looking at the label of stress care, and there is a very substantial list of plants in the proprietary herbal blend, and then an even more substantial list of components in the Chyawanprash concentrate. Just very briefly, before we need to take a break, tell our listeners about the Chyawanprash.
Yes, and Chyawanprash represents a formula that was written about 2,000 years ago. It started at that point as a respiratory and immune tonic, and around 1,000 AD, we started using it as a multivitamin, if you will, in the herbal category. And it's about 40 to 60 different plants that are formulated together and extracted together in a very laborious technique. The sutras actually wrote out how to extract these plants, and it takes about 10 to 14 days. So it's a very precise mechanism by which we extract the medicinal components of these plants and create essentially a base for the rest of stress care. And the rest of stress care is truly there to enhance the aspects of the mind. So the Chyawanprash is there as a tonic to kind of fortify all the body's needs in terms of how it relates to stress, which is fatigue, obviously, the aspects of kind of exhaustion that kind of come with fatigue. And the remaining parts of the ingredients are there to increase quality of life. And just briefly, when you look at the, you know, clinical trials, what we studied for was things like restlessness, mental confusion, difficulty sleeping, again, fatigue, nervousness as it relates to phobia, one of the things that we actually studied in this clinical trial. So you can see how they married quite well. Even though it's an extensive formula, it's as extensive as the clinical results.
I have to tell you that when I gave someone this formula, they came back within just a few days of using the Chyawanprash and saying, "This is like a miracle. I am transformed." This was an older gentleman who had very low energy, was not able to continue doing the things that he'd been doing for years and years. That music means that it is time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Zimmer. I'm joined here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman and by phone from Houston, our very special guest today, Omar Cruz of Himalaya. And we will be right back after these messages.
has a special introductory offer at Janet's office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Come in anytime and receive a $5 coupon toward any of Janet's best cookies and bars. One per customer. You must have a consult with Janet to purchase these medically formulated weight loss products. The consultation is free. The weekly weigh-in is free. And the weight loss cookies and bars are at Save-A-Lot prices. Lose fat, spare lean muscle, lower blood sugar levels, and balance HDL, LDL cholesterol as you shape your body. Shed the pounds with magically formulated cookies and bars that provide essential protein content, necessary fiber, and low sugar in a great-tasting food. Consults are available Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Call 754-307-1655 for Janet Cimarelli's hours. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Thursday, the 25th of May, and our very special guest today is Mr. Omar Cruz. In the store right now and up until 2 o'clock, is a young lady, beautiful young lady, by the name of Amanda, who is the Southeast representative for Himalaya. And Omar and Janet just got finished talking about stress care. That particular product, if you come in and see Amanda, she'll be more than happy to give you a sample of the stress care. And from my experience with it, it works, I'd say, within an hour. People get some relief. And using it over a prolonged period of time can only enhance the benefits of how the body deals with stress. So I wholeheartedly recommend this particular product. And we do have the full size of 240 capsules, which is the large size that Himalaya produces. The suggested retail is $42.95 for that particular product. We have an everyday low price of only $29.49. And today, through June 30th, you'll receive an additional 10% off this particular product from Himalaya, as well as the rest of the fine line of products from Himalaya. So whatever the everyday low price is, you'll receive an additional 10% off through June 30th. Today we are open until 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, Friday, we're open until 8 o'clock. And Saturday, our hours are 9 to 6. And as a reminder, we are closed on Monday for the holiday of Memorial Day so that our staff can enjoy the time with their family and friends. Janet, I'll turn it back to you now.
Okay, so one of the areas where Omar mentioned that stress impacts in the body is the digestive tract. So we can talk about the Himalaya Triphala, because that digestive tract issue, people might be dealing because of exposure to stressful conditions. They might be dealing with diarrhea. They might be dealing with constipation. They would be definitely interrupted with normal elimination. So, Omar, let's talk about Himalaya's organic Triphala formula.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely a great point. And for all of you kind of are wondering about that connection between the mind and the gut, of course, you know, think of the idea of the phrase is like you have butterfly in your stomach. I mean, that phrase is so colloquialized, and it's been around for so many centuries. And for as long as humanity has known that the brain has been largely responsible for conscious thought, it doesn't stop the fact that we feel that nervousness in our gut. And it makes sense when you look at it, even from a biochemical perspective. There's 20 neurohormones that are produced in the gut, or rather have receptor sites in the gut, and there's 30 neurohormones that have receptor sites in the brain. So when people call the gut the second brain, that also kind of leads us to this idea that when the mind is in trouble or in stress, chronic stress exposure, the digestive system is soon quickly to succumb to the same types of stressors. And when you look at it from even a biological point of view, we know that the reason being is that digestion is a lower priority in times of survival. So it tends to get less nutrition, less blood flow, less love and care from our immune system, because in a high-stress situation, the body wants to preserve life, and it's expecting some kind of physical attack, which is why inflammation is largely the response of stress, and the digestive system tends to be disregarded. And that's what leads to long-term issues that you see. Terms like diarrhea and constipation and chronic issues tend to happen. Now, Ayurveda saw that connection thousands of years ago. Again, they thought all disease began largely in the mind, and once it overtook the mind and the pattern of thought, they would eventually succumb or spread like a weed into the digestive parameters. So they gave us a second formula called Trifala. T-R-I, by the way, is where the Greeks got the word three from. So tri means three, and phala means sour fruit. So this formula is literally called the three sour fruits. And it represents, again, another formula that's between 2 to 4 thousands of years old. Trifala in and of itself is considered the first go-to when it comes to conditions that the Ayurvedic doctors will approach a patient with. And to kind of give you a perspective here is that most patients that come into a clinic in an Ayurvedic setting will be given a Medjugorje sinai-like stress care and Trifala, and they're told to take those for 6 weeks and then come back and tell us what's really wrong. In other words, if you can eradicate disease from the mind and the gut, largely most conditions will tend to come back in normal. When you heal the gut gives nutrition to the rest of the body, and things tend to work well, of course, with a good diet on top of that. So this kind of combination lends itself well to long-term, both preventive health as well as concerns that may be topical. Now, the three fruits that Trifala contains, and we have these in a very specific ratio that was identified through Ayurveda, and it's extracted in water, which is also the traditional method by which Trifala is extracted. These three fruits, which are three fruits of the same myrobalan family of trees, it's like saying tangerine and orange and satsuma. These are all relatives, essentially, of the same family of trees. We get the three fruits. We extract them in water in a technique that was described in the Ayurvedic texts and sutras. And we're told to take this once a day at night. And largely what we believe it does is reduces inflammation through the intestinal lining itself. Now, if you look at what Dr. Oz said about Trifala, he called it a laxative, which is actually incorrect, because Trifala itself in a water extract does not contain any laxative principles. There's actually no stimulant laxative chemicals within this plant. The regularity that it provides is most likely due to the fact that it's repairing parts of that intestinal wall, which is very, very fragile. It's only one epithelial cell in thickness. In other words, the majority of the intestinal lumen itself, but the lining of the intestinal wall is very fragile. And when inflammation happens on that wall, that response or the end product becomes this bloated, this gaseous, this troubled digestive pattern that we so oftentimes see it at, you know, we'll go to lunch or dinner with a friend and they say, oh, I can't eat this and I can't eat this and, oh, don't get me started if I eat that. That kind of sensitivity, you kind of see the need for things like Trifala daily. And I'll say one more thing about Trifala. Ayurveda said that the goal of using Trifala in terms of working with someone is that they should be able to eat what they crave as long as their craves are in line with health. So in other words, if someone is craving a specific food, a food group, assuming that, of course, this is a healthy food group, which is another aspect of Ayurveda in and of itself, but they said they should be able to eat whatever they crave, much like when a woman is pregnant, they crave specific food. There's a wisdom in craving, they thought. In other words, instead of avoiding foods, Ayurveda said, give them Trifala so that they can partake in the foods that they crave. what a beautiful concept in terms of clinic, because so often we tell people, well, stop eating this if this makes you feel poorly, or stop eating this if it's very sensitive to your gut. What they said is raise the parameters of your digestive potential so that you can eat those foods that you certainly crave. Now, that obviously, if people have colitis or people have allergies, certainly this wouldn't apply to those folks. But the idea of building up your strength as the goal versus avoidance is a really novel idea here in the West.
I was discussing last evening putting together my information for the lecture that I'm doing tonight, Down with Inflammation, and just in support of what you were talking about, the neurohormones of inflammation and that whole mind-body connection, what this person said to me was, inflammation is the outcome from inflamed thinking. And you were mentioning butterflies in the stomach, and his reference was seeing red. So Trifola being so very helpful at normalizing the digestive system and that whole inflammatory concept. One of the areas that typically people might associate with stress and possibly the anger manifestation of stress may come from the liver. And what we can do is talk about liver care and uric care and talk about how they work to maintain metabolism correctly so that your liver works correctly, you digest your foods, and you get the benefits from those foods. And the same thing with regard to uric care. Your kidneys, your entire urinary tract functions correctly. So part of that overall metabolic process that leads to detoxification and maintaining a healthy body chemistry. And what we can do right now is take a very short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and joining us by phone, Mr. Omar Cruz. And we will be right back after these messages.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today is Mr. Omar Cruz, and he is speaking to us from Houston, Texas. And we have, sitting in the office of Janet Cimarelli, is Janet and myself. And we're enjoying the amount of information that Omar is giving to us, because a lot of points that he brought out about the Trifola, I was not aware of. But now that he brought it out, I can really appreciate why Himalaya has come out with this product, Trifola, which really can help people with certain digestive issues. This particular product has a manufacturer-suggested retail price of $24.95 from Himalaya, We here at Save-A-Lot have an everyday low price of only $13.89, and that's for the bottle of 90 capsules. And today, through June 30th, you'll also receive an additional 10% off that everyday low price. And I did want to make mention again that Amanda, who is the representative down here at South Florida from Himalaya, is giving away some free samples of the Stress Care and other great products from the Himalaya Company. So stop in today. She'll be here until 2 o'clock. Take advantage of these special offers that you're going to get free from Himalaya. And Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you and Omar.
Okay, so as I mentioned just before going on the break, the liver care and uricare, crucially important. So different individuals would have different priorities, but going from the perspective of stress and inflammation, my next focus would be liver care. What do you say, Omar?
Definitely. And that's, again, following the order of Ayurveda, the mind leads to the gut in terms of dysfunctions and then from the gut into the blood and liver. So they literally are, you know, you're carving out that pathway in which we would approach a clinical condition in terms of a long-term wellness and recovery. So the liver has a massive responsibility. In fact, in Ayurveda, the Sanskrit term for the aspects of liver function and small intestines, actually, but both together, they call Jathara Agni, which means the major area of transformation. This is truly the gateway into the rest of the body. And if you look anatomically at the human system, almost all of the blood coming into the liver is coming from the intestines. In other words, all of the enzymes that you take, all of the probiotics that you take, all of the good food that you're, you know, shopping for, all of that is for the digestive system simply to break it up. That's what the intestines and the stomach are trying to do, is break it up. But the one who actually transforms it into human nutrition is the liver itself. Its role in biochemistry, if you've ever taken a biochemistry class, about 80% of that class is going to be spent just talking about the liver. That's its job, is to transform raw materials into energy and nutrition. And in Sanskrit, in Ayurveda, that's called the Jathara Agni, the major transformative fire of the human system. And much like you mentioned, quite wisely, in terms of emotions and how stress relates to these organs, recall that Ayurveda, they didn't have x-rays, they didn't have blood work or biochemistry. They related different emotions to different organ systems. So the liver was actually the home of anger. They said that anger was actually stored in the liver, which is fascinating because in the Talmud, it actually says the same thing. So we have actually different traditions suggesting that this organ is a warehouse, if you will, of anger. And so the angrier we get, the more this organ kind of fills up with that potential of anger, that redness, that inflammation, if you will, that can spread to the rest of the body. In fact, a lot of times I will oftentimes joke, because in Ayurveda they say like promotes like. So if something is similar to something else, it'll actually cause an overabundance of it. So if you think of alcohol, which the Native Americans called fire water, again, in a kind of an association to what you were mentioning as far as seeing red and being angry. Alcohol affects the liver, and it causes the liver, of course, to atrophy over time and kind of shrink away, almost like a burning log. And of course, what do we see with people who drink and consume liver? We see that aggressiveness come out. All too often we'll see people with road rage or having a fight because they've consumed too much alcohol. That idea of like promoting like is so illustrated very easily, the wisdom of the system of Ayurveda. And that wisdom is what gave us liver care. Now, liver care and its international version, LIV52, what I mean to say is that Himalaya is available in over 90 countries on the globe. So we've been around for over 86 years now. And we are in over 92 countries. This particular product, Liver Care and LIV52, has been around since 1955. We have several hundreds of clinical trials available on these products, which is fascinating. And the reason we're able to do that is because it's been around for over 60 years, unchanged for 60 years. That's how good this product has performed over time. And when we think about who is it for, we really do think about the person who's missed that opportunity to handle stress because they've been stressing out for over 20 years. And that stress care fits into place. The Trifla comes in because that stress has overwhelmed their digestive capacity, and now they find themselves lacking, wanting to eat food. They're becoming kind of sensitive to food choices, or they're battling constipation and diarrhea back and forth. And if that condition has spread into the skin or to the hormonal system or even to our blood chemistry, that's where liver care tends to kind of move in place, because it really does enhance the capacity of those liver cells called hepatocytes to perform, and get ready for this, the 500 biochemical processes for the human system. That's how much responsibility that one organ has in place. And liver care has been clinically... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead,
please. We love our livers. Yes. Okay. And we can love our livers even in a greater capacity with the Himalaya Liver Care. And when I talk to people about their liver issues, I tell them that it's liver kidney that you really do need to support. You need to have that for comprehensive wellness. So talk to our listeners a little bit about Uricare for kidney support.
Definitely. Uricare is another product. Been around for about 30 to 40 years. It's based on an international product. It's been quite successful. In fact, over the hundreds of products that Himalaya offers, Uricare and Livercare represent, internationally at least, the top one and two products. So in all 92 countries, you're talking about one of the two most focused products. In terms of emotions, when it comes to mind-body connection with the urinary tract, that highly relates to fear, anxiety, nervousness, or what I like to call over-responsibility, because there's so much of us currently that are worried about our siblings or worried about our children or grandchildren, and that's where you'll see a stressor added to that particular function. And if you think about it, kids that get excited or nervous, they get that excitation that comes out in the form of urine, and that actually maps out with biochemistry in terms of the function of the adrenal glands and the body moving in and out potassium and sodium through the urinary system to play with our own blood pressure as it relates to stress. So we can see how the kidney, the bladder, the urinary system together really does have a massive role when it comes to stress and creating that pro-inflammatory, pro-response. But the Uricare formula itself specifically is about creating the environment for the urinary system to not only support the urinary canal as it relates to reducing inflammation, but it also plays a massive role in balancing the minerals that the urinary system has to filter out. And I mean to say that the majority of our studies focused on urinary stones, and we're talking about stones below the size of 4, because after that, surgery is definitely needed and definitely highly suggested, because there's a lot of problems that can happen after that size. But below the size of 4, we've seen consistently, time and time again, the Uricare formula softens and erodes those sharp edges of those stones and even helps with the elimination. In fact, in one of our clinical trials, it was painful to read, but in one of our clinical trials using Uricare with folks that had kidney stones, we had almost 100% elimination within 1 to 2 months, I believe, with the Uricare formula. We had zero in the placebo group. So those poor folks in the placebo group that weren't taking Uricare were having to deal with 2 months' worth of extreme amounts of pain. And to be honest, they suggest that kidney stones are the equivalent of birthing a child in terms of pain scale. Now, of course, a lot of women have argued that that can't possibly be true, and I wouldn't know, but definitely that's something to consider in terms of the potential of this formula to really support the function of this organ and the function of elimination and the function of detoxification as well.
So important for people to understand this step-by-step-by-step process that is the miracle of our metabolic processes, our ability to achieve hormone balance, the ability to achieve freedom from mental issues, stress issues, fear, anxiety, anger, as you have mentioned. Now, just talking about what's going to be happening with me later on today, the lecture on Down with Inflammation, I'm looking at Himalaya Heart Care and Glucocare. Now, those are two areas of our bodies that are particularly vulnerable to developing a disease state with the underlying issue of inflammation. Omar, if you will, start with the heart care and tell us about the importance of that formula.
And interestingly enough, the word for heart and brain in Sanskrit, as well as in Tibetan medicine, which is highly dependent on the Ayurvedic system, the name for the heart and the brain is the same. They actually considered this to be the king and queen of the human system. So they truly did connect these two organs very directly. Now, in the West, we tend to think of the stomach as the second brain. They definitely saw it as a part of the pathology in terms of the genesis of disease state. But they felt that the brain itself operated and coordinated directly with the heart. And in fact, in common, in current biochemistry, we are seeing that there actually are neuroreceptor sites in the heart that relate to brain function and vice versa. In other words, chemically, the heart and the brain actually communicate with one another. So they were right even over 5,000 years ago without the modern technology. But in terms of the heart as it relates to stress, I mean, this is the center of understanding in terms of inflammation. And just to kind of wrap it up, stress equals inflammation. The biochemical response to stress is inflammatory response, because inflammation is a life-saving effort on the part of the body. But the issue is that most of our stressors are no longer physical. Most of our stressors are emotional. And so we find the body building up these pro-inflammatory responses to a non-inflammatory condition. And the heart is the one that has to deal with it the most. So let me give you an example. When we go under a tremendous amount of stress, the body actually goes into a biochemical process called gluconeogenesis. Glucose, sugar, neo, new, genesis, the creation of. So we actually go into a state where the body will dump sugar into the blood. We'll talk about the GlucoCare, the blood sugar formulation later. But the point is that sugar in the blood is like a shard of glass in the blood. And if you can imagine the higher amounts of sugar in the blood, through diet or through stress, the more cuts that you're going to see on the interior lining of the cardiovascular system. Now, what happens is if you cut the artery system enough, the liver will produce a Band-Aid. And that Band-Aid is a protein that's wrapped in fat, but you might know it by the name of cholesterol. And cholesterol literally is a floating Band-Aid that will look for cuts and it'll cover it up. And we call that plaque. So you can now see that full circle of how the mind creates an inflammatory response through sugar. Sugar in part is a pro-inflammatory response. It's also providing energy so that you can run away from whatever stressor is affecting you. But in doing so, it's creating damage that the body ends up creating plaque in order to heal those wounds. And if we do that long enough, we can see the potential of reducing, you know, blood circulation and risking, of course, thrombotic embolisms and risking, of course, stroke and all the characteristics that come together with cardiovascular disease, which, by the way, the American Medical Association is considering changing the name of cardiovascular disease to cardiovascular inflammatory disease. That's how correlated these concepts are. And heart care in and of itself is there as a mind-body formulation to help reduce that stress response, in particular, so that we can reduce cholesterol expression and we can reduce the blood pressure responses that come along with stressors. Blood pressure relates also to the kidneys, so there's a couple of herbs in there that are going to be helpful with the kidneys in terms of moving out excess sodium. There's a couple of herbs in there for the mind to help reduce that stress response, and there's a couple of herbs in there for the liver to help reduce that propensity for us to produce a lot of cholesterol that tends to gunk up a lot of our arterial system. And to explain that briefly, at any given point in time, 70% of the cholesterol in your blood is actually produced by your liver, not consumed by the diet. And so that's why the liver, again, comes right back into conversation. Luckily, Ayurveda provided a template by which we can formulate with, and in doing so, we create these formulations that harmonize mind and body and have clinical outcomes that we've investigated in double-blind placebo trials to reduce those types of responses.
I urge our listeners to go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and listen to this segment of the broadcast, because that description of the production of cholesterol and its function in our bodies is crucially important for people to understand. And you are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and joining us by phone, Omar Cruz of Himalaya. And we will be right back after these messages.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And Janet brought up a very good point with the website. And the website does archive our shows that people can listen to again. It has a new feature now where you can download the show and put it onto your own recorder and pass it along to family and friends that you think may be interested in hearing some of the points that we brought up, especially on today's show with Mr. Omar Cruz speaking about the body and the many benefits of using Himalaya products. The two products that Janet and Omar spoke about prior to the break, was one was LiverCare and the other was UriCare. And I think both of these go in conjunction with helping the body cleanse themselves of many different issues. And I think, did we speak about the fact they can be taken together?
Absolutely, yes.
So it would be a good duo. And the LiverCare is a bottle of 180 capsules, has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $41.95. We have an everyday low price of only $28.79. And the UriCare is a bottle of 240 capsules, with a manufacturer suggested retail of $33.95, we have an everyday low price of only $24.69. And again, you'll receive an additional 10% off these everyday low prices today through June 30th of this year. Great way to take advantage of the Himalaya products, as well as all the other fine products that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. One more point, the heart care product that Omar was speaking about before we went on break is a bottle of 240 capsules, has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $37.95. We have an everyday low price of only $25.39. And again, you'll receive an additional 10% off that price today through the 30th of June. And Janet, I know we only have a little bit of time left, but I'll turn it back to you and Omar.
And just a reminder that Amanda from Himalaya is here in the store with samples of stress care. So if you want a demonstration of how crucially effective how quickly these herbal formulations will work. Come on in and get a free sample of Himalaya Stress Care. I have two products that I am looking at on the desk here. The GlucoCare, certainly a description of the damage that sugar does in our blood was very important for our listeners. And then a new product from Himalaya called Curcumin Complete. So we only have just a very few minutes left, Omar, in the show. And I'll leave it up to you where you want to go with those two products, GlucoCare and Curcumin Complete.
Wonderful. And thanks again. And I just want to tell all your customers as well, this the prices you have is amazing. And I'll give you just a brief history really fast. There's a national health food chain. I won't say who it is, but they have several hundreds of stores. They actually complained that our prices were too affordable, and they wanted us to raise the price. So it's and that's disappointing because we want to make this available to everybody. But to see you and your stores support health even through these pricing strategies is totally unique. And I'm so grateful, and I know all of us at Himalaya, there's 6,000 employees worldwide. This type of response and this support is amazing, and I hope everyone gets a chance to take advantage and appreciate the type of, you know, cooperation you folks are doing to help other people get healthier, which is all of our mission. But in terms of products, very quickly on the GlucoCare, this is another one of my favorite formulations, and it's favorite to me because I come from a family of diabetics. In fact, everyone in my family except for me is diabetic, and it's a very challenging situation. It's a challenging condition, and it relates to multiple aspects of the body. But again, Ayurveda says it starts in the mind. And so the formulation, again, includes aspects of these medjariyasayanis, these adaptogens for the mind that enhance and change our behavior. And what do I mean by that? The more stressed out you are, the more you produce these stress hormones. And these stress hormones have been built, you know, with us throughout history to respond to traditional history, historical stressors, which normally were physical attack, infection, or starvation. So this is the key point we're talking about with diabetics and with people managing their blood sugar. The more stressed out you are, the more your body assumes you're about to hit starvation because that was our traditional history stressor. It wasn't mortgage prices. It wasn't the traffic in Florida. It was stress in forms of infection, attack, or starvation. So this dietary response is in part due to feed the body sugar in times of stressors. So the mind is definitely massively important to consider. The other thing about GlucoCare that makes it a wonderful formulation is it has triphala in it. We talked about how Ayurveda says the mind, then the gut, then you go to the liver. The beauty about formulating using Ayurveda is that when you buy that formula, it already has that wisdom attached. It already has the adaptogens. It already has the triphala. It already has components of the liver already built in, so you don't have to continually add and add and add. It's not true for every product, but in particular, we always try and formulate with this wisdom that the whole body is connected. But in terms of GlucoCare, the other thing it does is it increases the capacity for the pancreas to produce insulin. And insulin, of course, being the hormone that shuttles sugar out of the blood and stores it in the muscle for long-term energy, which is why our clinical trials not only studied, you know, blood sugar levels, not only studied glycosylated hemoglobin or A1C, but they also studied things like energy levels. We also studied things like the frequency of urinary events because the kidneys have to take over the elimination of sugar, which causes a lot of diabetics to constantly be going to the bathroom. We actually showed reductions in the frequency of urination, which means the body's able to utilize insulin better and function it to a way that we store sugar versus having to eliminate it through the kidneys. And yes, by the way, that causes damage to the urinary system, which is why so many diabetics end up in dialysis clinics. So we can see side benefits from really managing that blood sugar better. But if you look at the clinical trials, we show within 3 months, this was in a double-blind placebo-controlled setting, that GlucoCare was able to drop fasting blood sugars by 24% over the placebo group. And we were able to even show a better efficiency post-meal. So within 4 hours of a high-sugar meal, they actually, the people on GlucoCare, had a 19% drop in blood sugar levels compared to the placebo group. So we actually enhanced the efficiency of insulin performance, which is just another key target in terms of long-term wellness with a formulation. And the side effects were better digestion, less stress, and better kidney performance. Those are great side effects to consider when we talk about a lot of the medications that are available in the marketplace today.
And very, very quickly, if you want to get to the Curcumin Complete, which is a dramatically unique formula combination.
I'm very excited about Curcumin Complete. And why am I excited about it? Because turmeric has become the darling of Indian herbs right now, and it deserves it because it's amazingly effective. However, Ayurveda felt that it was very specifically used for digestion. So a lot of folks are seeing it a lot for arthritis or for joint and muscular pain, which it's very helpful for. But the reason I'm excited about Curcumin Complete is because we've actually combined the herbs that Ayurveda said was good for joints, arthritis, and for muscle pain. So we're taking advantage of the popularity and the wonderful benefit that antioxidants provide from turmeric, but combining a second formulation that has been shown clinically to outperform curcumin and turmeric in terms of osteoarthritis. In fact, we were actually, in our studies, we used the Canadian scale that's used for arthritic conditions. And what does this mean? We actually measure quality of life events. In other words, how long did it take someone with arthritis to go up one flight of stairs? How long did it take for someone with arthritis to get in and out of a car? How long did it take for someone with arthritis to open up a jar of pickles? In other words, we're seeing clinical studies that are actually measuring beyond the blood work, because we can see that inflammatory hormones are reduced, but do they feel better? And that's the benefit of having a lot of the research at our hands, that we can actually use these formulas to say, were they functioning better in the world versus just simply reducing inflammatory markers in the blood? And by and large, the results were dramatic in terms of effect over placebo groups with regards to climbing a stairwell, for example, and quality aspects of getting in and out of the car. In fact, using that Canadian format, we were able to increase quality of life activity by greater than 20% over that of placebo group. Now, why is that important to mention? The more active we are, the longer we live. And that's my biggest concern with arthritics, is that the less active they become, the quicker we see overall mortality. So get out there and grab a box. You will not regret it. You will see yourself buying more and more, because it will enhance your quality of life.
Omar, thank you so, so very much for joining us for this hour. It has been so incredibly informative. And to all of our listeners, Amanda is here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with free samples of the Stress Care. And we will be back tomorrow at 10 with more on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.